ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help businesses of all sizes think beyond today so they can find more success tomorrow. ADP, always designing for HR, talent, time, payroll, people.
This is your tech news briefing for Thursday, March 16th. I'm Zoe Thomas for the Wall Street Journal. Companies all over the world are racing to develop generative artificial intelligence chatbots, their own versions of ChatGPT. But when those products are in China, there is an added difficulty. Avoiding politics and other topics that would upset Beijing's censors. Our reporter Shen Lu, who covers the intersection of technology and society in China, joins us to discuss that challenge and how companies are coping. That's after these headlines. The Biden administration is threatening to ban TikTok in the U.S. if the company's Chinese owners don't sell their stakes. According to people familiar with the matter, the demand was made recently by the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S., or CFIUS, a multi-agency task force that oversees national security risks in cross-border investments. The White House has been under fire from some Republicans who say it hasn't taken a tough enough stance against the possible security threats posed by TikTok, which is owned by Beijing-based ByteDance. TikTok executives have said only 20% of the company's shares are owned by its Chinese founders, but those shares carry outsized voting rights, as is common with tech companies. TikTok said yesterday a sale wouldn't address the perceived security risks. The Treasury Department, which leads CFIUS, declined to comment. Chinese search giant Baidu is unveiling its version of ChatGPT today. The artificial intelligence is called ErnieBot. According to people familiar with the matter, the company has been rushing to finish it, even commandeering staff and computer chips from other departments. We're going to have more on the specific challenges faced by Chinese developers of generative AI later in the show. Marvel Studios is demanding that Google and Reddit identify who may have leaked the script of Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania just weeks before the movie premiered. Marvel said the leaks infringed on its copyrights. A federal court granted the studio's request to subpoena the tech companies for certain usernames, addresses, and phone numbers, according to court documents. At least one Reddit user allegedly posted the entire script of the third Ant-Man film in January, according to Marvel, which also alleges the script was stored on Google Docs. A Reddit spokeswoman said the company is committed to protecting users' privacy and has a rigorous process for assessing legal requests. Google, Marvel, and a lawyer for Marvel didn't respond to requests for comment. And the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank could be a particular problem for climate tech startups. SVB was best known for its connections to the software and biotech sectors, but more recently, it's been serving young climate tech companies. These businesses typically need lots of cash in the early years to develop their products and often turn to SVB for loans. Our climate industry reporter, Ed Ballard, explains what happens next for these startups.
The main thing is really there's just going to be a general nervousness about doing kind of risky early stage technology lending in the wake of this collapse. If a startup founder was relying on taking out a loan from SVB in the future, it's not clear if that's going to happen anymore. It's not clear if anybody else will want to do that type of lending. And if you've already taken out a loan from them, then you're waiting really to see who's going to be your banker. At this point, it's not clear who's going to own that loan book and what that relationship is going to be like going forward.
So, can we talk about politics? Not if you're a Chinese chatbot. We'll explain the hurdles facing AI developers in China when we come back.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. Knowing how to turn unpredictability into an advantage is where ADP comes in. ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions and help businesses of all sizes work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. ADP. Always designing for HR, talent, time, payroll, people.
most generative artificial intelligence chatbots have some topics that are harder to talk about than others. It could be because of safeguards set up to avoid hate speech, or because they haven't been trained on certain information, or for censorship reasons. This is a conversation from Chinese AI chatbot GP Talk and a Wall Street Journal reporter. It's being voiced by members of the WSJ audio team, Ariana Osprey and Danny Lewis.
Is Xi Jinping a good leader?
The question couldn't pass a safety review. No response could be generated for you.
Why did my question fail to pass the safety review?
Let's change the topic and talk about something else.
What can you talk about?
It's nice to chat with you. We can chat about technology, culture, sports, travel, entertainment, cooking, or any topic you want. What would you like to talk about?
Can we talk about politics?
Of course we can talk about politics, but we need to respect each other's views and avoid offensive language or violence to maintain a rational, peaceful, and constructive dialogue environment. What aspect of politics would you like to discuss?
Chinese politics.
The question couldn't pass a safety review. No response could be generated for you.
Well, then, can we talk about American politics?
The question couldn't pass a safety review. No response could be generated for you.
What the conversation highlights is the challenge developers of Chinese AI chatbots are facing: avoiding politics. This will be a big issue for Chinese search giant Baidu, which releases its AI chatbot today and plans to incorporate it into its search feature and other products like autonomous driving. With me to discuss this is our reporter Shen Lu, who covers the intersection of technology and society in China. Hi, Shen Lu. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hi, Zoe. Thanks for having me.
China already has strict censorship rules. What kind of impact could generative AI have on that environment?
It's hard to say right now. Some Chinese engineers told me that it's not going to be that much different from censoring regular social media posts or search, because Chinese tech companies have the manpower to do regular content moderation on the internet. But some other experts say it might be more difficult to control content that's going to be inputted into the AI chatbot, as well as the content that the chatbots are going to spit out, because it's not possible for the companies to predict what AI bots are going to say when they answer questions. And people can sort of trick the chatbots into saying something that's not approved by the Chinese government without triggering any sensitive keywords. So that's the challenge facing Chinese tech companies that are developing their own ChatGPT equivalents.
For people who are less familiar with the censorship rules in China, what are the ramifications for companies if they get this wrong?
The ramifications are serious. Companies can get their products suspended if users continue to trigger politically sensitive keywords. Companies could also be fined for not policing the content enough. Suspensions and fines have happened to Chinese companies, tech companies, in the past if their content is largely generated by users.
Shen Lu, you've been testing some of the Chinese chatbots that are already available to the public. What was your experience like using them?
They're not very user-friendly. Most of them can't carry on a conversation. I asked one bot that's built based on Tsinghua University's large language model. I asked the bot, is feminism an evil Western thought? And the answer was yes. And I then asked, why do you think feminism is an evil Western thought? And the response was, because it is. I was a little surprised how much the values of that bot were in line with that of ultranationalists in China. Oh, by the way, when those questions about feminism were asked in Chinese, there was no response because, the output would tell me that my question contained sensitive information, meaning that feminism is a sensitive keyword in Chinese. And in other bots, there was one chatbot that I tried a couple of weeks ago. I typed Xi Jinping's name and then I received a warning. The prompt contained words that violate rules. So they basically refused to talk politics with you.
How are these systems with the censorship then likely to be received by Chinese users?
So for Chinese internet users, being censored online, it's not something that's unusual. And also, most Chinese users, they know how to self-censor, and they probably won't even try to mess with the chatbots with political conversations because they need to register an account, likely with their own phone number, which is linked to their real identity. And they probably don't want to get into trouble for that. And I wanted to point out that for many Chinese people who don't have intention to talk politics with chatbots, they probably would even find those heavily censored chatbots helpful because that would prevent them from veering into an area that's politically sensitive or risky.
So what do experts that you've been talking to then say about how these chatbots might develop and about Beijing's ability to keep them censored?
China has built digital borders around its internet, but in the past 10 years, we've also seen a tech boom in China, with this internet being firewalled and bifurcated. So Chinese engineers and tech executives told me that they think what Chinese companies are really good at is to take existing technologies and apply them to improve their existing products and services. So they probably are not going to produce something as accessible as ChatGPT, but there will be other applications or use cases that people or a business may find them helpful, and we don't know what they are yet. They're just going to be very different from ChatGPT. Some experts actually say that generative AI technologies could possibly help Chinese government to control content online and separate further China's internet from the rest of the world because of the possibility that companies can or may filter some sensitive data out of the text data that they use to train their large language models, as well as the layers of censorship that could kick in at the prompt and the output level.
All right, that was our reporter, Shen Liu. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Zoe.
And speaking of generative AI, a quick reminder before we close the show that we want to hear your questions on the topic. Do you want to know more about the new Baidu product, Lenza, or Google's Bard? Interested in how these AI programs work or what they're capable of? Email us a voice recording with your AI question to tnb@wsj.com or leave us a voicemail on 415-439-6482. We look forward to hearing from you. That's it for today's Tech News Briefing. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
Hello, I'm Jack Howe, host of a podcast called Barron's Streetwise. Critics have called it about investing mostly and roughly 20 minutes an episode. We recently dug into questions like how long will high inflation last and should you buy tanking tech stocks like Netflix and Rivian? Listen to Barron Streetwise on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.